KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies, 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become mostly sunny today, and we'll have a high around 74. We picked up 3/10 of an inch of rainfall here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic over the past 24 hours. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with a check of news brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, voters casting their ballots Tuesday during a special election for a voter-approved physical plant and equipment levy, or VPEPL, have said yes to a request by the Atlantic School District to have an income surtax blended with a property tax the district collects to fund school infrastructure, equipment, repairs, purchases, and improvements over $500, or for capital improvement projects. Unofficial results from the Cass County Auditor's Office show there were 351 yes votes, or 61.363%, or in 221 no votes, or 38.64%. A simple majority was needed in order for Public Measure B to pass. The results will be canvassed during a meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors next Monday morning. School officials had said in the months leading up to Tuesday's vote that if they would have been able to use an income tax for the VPEPL in the past, it would have reduced property tax by 60 cents per $1,000 of taxable valuation. Approval means patrons of the district will pay no more than 85 cents per $1,000 of taxable property valuation each year annually for up to 10 years, plus up to 20% of an Iowa income surtax for each individual income taxpayer in the district, with the amount of the surtax to be determined by the school board each year. The total taxation could not exceed $1.34 per $1,000 of assessed property value in any one tax year. The income surtax will begin December 31st for each calendar year, beginning with the 2017 calendar year, and the PEPL will begin with the levy of property taxes for collection of the fiscal year that begins July 21st of next year. School Board Vice President Christy Pellet had said back in July that the combined PEPL and income surtax would essentially make it fairer because more people would contribute to the PEPL, not just the property owners. A similar measure placed before the voters last fall failed. A tip from authorities in Denver, Colorado Tuesday resulted in the arrest in Red Oak of a man wanted on sexual assault charges. According to Red Oak Police, their department was notified by Denver police that 23-year-old Jacoby Terrell Tubbs was residing in Red Oak. Tubbs was found in the 1600 block of East Summit Street and then taken into custody on a fugitive from justice charge in Iowa. He was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center without bond, pending an extradition hearing and extradition to Colorado, where Tubbs was wanted on two felony warrants for sexual assault with force and sexual assault aiding and abetting by another. A traffic stop early this morning in Red Oak resulted in the driver of the vehicle being arrested for driving under suspension. Red Oak police say 25-year-old Tiffany Nicole Studi of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 6 a.m. at the intersection of North 6th and East Market Streets. Studi was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $300 cash bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Tuesday issued a report on recent arrests. Officials say last Friday, 30-year-old Ivan Antonio Cervantes of Omaha was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Cervantes was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. Sunday, 69-year-old Arma Ray Fouts of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of driving while barred. Fouts was taken to the Cass County Jail and was later released on her own recognizance. Also arrested Sunday was 21-year-old Corey Allen Lee Witt of Walnut on a charge of public intoxication. Witt was pled guilty to the charge and was then released. And on Tuesday, deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 20-year-old Andrew Jacob Roach of Missouri Valley on a warrant for probation violation. Roach was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held on a $2,000 bond. In a follow-up to the Adair County Sheriff's report we mentioned to you on Monday, sheriff's officials here in Cass County said Tuesday that deputies last Thursday arrested 41-year-old Joseph Michael Greathouse of Messina on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for ongoing criminal conduct, theft in the second degree, and tampering with records. Greathouse remained held in the Cass County Jail pending sentencing. On September 7th, deputies in Cass County arrested 18-year-old Ronald Edward Lee Mathers of Davenport on charge of false report to law enforcement. Mathers was being held in the Cass County Jail on a $300 bond. And last Friday, 50-year-old Christine Courtney Ryan of Elliott was arrested on charges of OWI second offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Ryan was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on a $2,300 bond. In the funeral announcements, Gene Cleaver, age 89, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Gene Cleaver will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Howard Bennett, age 88, of Redfield, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Howard Bennett will be Friday at 10:30 at the Stewart Friends Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Richard Russman, age 85, of Avoca, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Richard Russman will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Russell Spanky Bradford Christensen, Jr., age 53, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Russell Spanky Christensen, Jr., will be Friday at 2 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Laura Fancher, age 66, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Audubon, died Monday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Laura Fancher will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Stuart O'Hara, age 49, of Irwin, died August the 6th at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Stuart O'Hara will be today at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.